Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is your Sonicast.
And it ain't meant for kids.
Sona G, DC, and Lex Jones discuss a couple of topics that you didn't hear on the Sona G Morning Show.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Sona G. We got the Sonicast popping off right now with my man, DC. What's up?
Of course, DC is chilling. Lex Jones in the building over there.
And the one and only Mr. Derek King, Bay Area artist.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, everybody? Y'all doing good?
Young chilling. Derek in the building, bro. I ain't seen you in a second. What's happening?
Man, you know, working. Just turned 21, so I'm in them clubs, man.
Oh, you out here.
I'm in them clubs now. What are we doing? Right. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
No, we're going to have some good times now. I'm going to have to drag young Derek out.
You know what I mean?
You've been under that for a second, so you know what I mean? We ain't really got to see the town like that.
What you don't want to do is take him up on that. Cause you're not ready for that kind of. He's an alcoholic, so he's probably gonna put you in a bad position.
I don't know that I'm an alcoholic. I am a connoisseur of beverages, though.
It's not an alcoholic. You just like drinks here and there.
More here than there.
Right.
That's an
admission, people. Yeah. If you weren't paying attention.
Okay.
I keep it funky. As long as I don't need a drink when I wake up or before I go to sleep, then I'm all right.
Technically an alcoholic. In the morning, at night, yeah, okay. Yeah. And then not every day. Not every day is out the week.
Are you talking about mimosas or are you taking a straight shot of Jameson in the morning? What you talking about?
I mean, whatever you're doing in the morning, if you need to have a mimosa before you get up and are functional, then you still might have an issue.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Don't hang out with him.
Why not?
Because he's too far advanced. You ain't ready. You're still too far advanced.
Right. That's what they said about me when I first walked in this thing, Derek, and they was like, don't hang out with Sona G. Don't hang out with Big Vine.
That's why I know.
So I speak from knowledge.
Yes. Man. I had the street team hunting his butt down trying to give him shots of Patron in the club.
Hey man, I'm cool. You feel me? I'll drink some Patron. That's my favorite drink right there.
Don Julio. We've switched things up.
I had some Don Julio. Pilo put me on Don Julio.
Shout out to Pilo, man.
He put me on Don Julio.
And Jesus. Those years are over. But let's talk about you, since you're talking about just freshly being 21. You've been doing music out here in the Bay for a long time. We played a few of your joints, and the latest one I love, I must tell you. Say the name again, because I keep saying just don't say no.
Just say don't do that.
Don't do that. I love that song.
Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's all good. I actually had to take a knot in the head real quick from Lex Jones because I was like, yo, Derek King going to come in. We're going to talk about the new song. I love it. Are we going to play it? He was like, I played it last week, son. So that was me being in my laptop during the show and not paying attention. But yeah, shout out to you, man, and the success that you keep seeing. That's big.
Thank you. It's better late than never, so at least you got on to it.
No, I'm here with you now. I'm here with you.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
So you are successful out here in the Bay,
yeah.
Right? And you probably know how many people that are trying to get on. I mean, how many people, really? They probably hit you up like they hit us up. Me and DC and Lex and everybody else like, yo, how can I get on KMEL? Like,
I mean... It's a lot, but I don't know. It's crazy how people go about things. So it's just like you just got to stay consistent. That's what I tell people. Just stay consistent. Keep working. But it's a lot of people that's trying to get on.
My God. And unfortunate thing is, and, you know, this is no disrespect to anybody who might be listening that wants a music career, because off top, it's like becoming the president. It's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
There's a lot of people in that lane and it's not for everybody. But stop surrounding yourselves with yes men, please.
Oh, yeah.
Because yes. You'll probably have a trash record. And all your homies will be like, bro, that's hot. Pass the blood, though, bro. Pass the blood. That's hot. Half woke anyway and tell you that it's a great song. You got to believe in yourself. I know, you got good music, though, so it's kind of hard for you to gauge it. But when you do something that you know you don't feel all the way great about, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to start it all over again.
Yeah, you for sure do. I do music off feeling. So, like, if I'm in the lab, I got that from my producer, T. Kelly. So, if I'm in the lab and I feel like goosebumps when I hear it back.
There you go.
And then other people are telling me that, then it's like, okay, cool, we on the right path. But if I play it for somebody and it's like a part and they're just like, looking at me kind of like this. And I'm like, all right, let me go in there and redo it because you didn't feel what I just said. So let me approach the situation a little different. So that's what a lot of people don't do. A lot of people just get drunk and high and be like, oh, I'm just going to go in there and just do whatever. And then their homie's like, yeah, bro, get that.
Right.
You're going crazy. You're going crazy, bro. We to the top with this one. So, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of yes men.
It ends up just one of those tracks with a number. Y'all didn't even name that shit. You was so high. It's like track 45. Take 1500.
Oh, my God.
I can say the one thing about Derek that, you know, I've always thought was tight, too. I mean, speaking of what he said about consistency is I've been seeing this cat performing wherever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For a minute. Like, since he first started out here on the streets, like, you know, from just doing kind of like the youngster event to doing, remember when we did the slam dunk competition
over in Union Square?
Like, he just was like, all right, man, you know, I'm out there. And, you know, folks didn't necessarily know who he was, didn't necessarily know the record.
Right.
But he got out there and he performed his behind off and put some passion into it and had people out there in Union Square who probably didn't know what it was that we were doing, absolutely coming over to be like, yo, what is that? Like, oh, I rock with that or I rock with him. Yeah. Plus, I will say this. It was for sure a gang of people who may have been there like Derek King who, and for sure a gang of people who were like, oh, my God, Derek King. Like, he had these young girls out there like, yo, I'm following this dude wherever.
Hey, yeah, they're my queens right there.
That's how you make your day one fans. Yeah. And, like, people don't get it. Like, you can make a great record, but if you're not seen doing it and people don't see how much you love it, then you're not going to make them love it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it, but the fact that you do it, and, you know, for the artists that have made it, and they go out there and they perform in the middle of a park or whatever, no matter how big you get, like, those are how you make and keep your day one fans, period. And they'll support everything you do, period.
I feel like it's just grinding, too. So,
exactly.
Like, if you come from the ground up, it's like you really had to mold, like, get yourself molded for this. So you had to really push. But with some people, when they get popping overnight, it's kind of like a, oh, I don't know how to grind for it.
Exactly.
So it's just like, it just came to me. So I'm just going to do whatever I feel. You feel me? But when you grind for it and you really start from ground zero and you have nobody, you really start to appreciate the people that starts to come and really starts listening to your music. So that's how I look at the whole situation.
I just saw a meme the other day. It's funny you say that. That says, why do y'all keep trying to skip the struggle?
Yeah.
Because that's where you grow. That's where you learn.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, you develop your longevity to stick around and stick it out through the thick and the thin.
Yeah.
Let's get off the music for a second.
Me and Derek
got a little bit of an issue.
Oh, come in. This morning he hopped on the Twitter.
Is that a joke you were about to tell?
This morning he hopped on Twitter, you know.
Uh-oh.
And was, you know, said something a little controversial, you know.
No.
And I was just trying to figure out, like, you know, why, like, why I can't FaceTime the homies,
bro? Oh, my God. It's not even me. I'm on your side.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm on your side. The only reason why I tweeted that, because yesterday.
What did you tweet?
First off, shout out your handle so people know how to follow
you. Man, you know, it's Derek King Online, man. Follow me on Twitter.
There you go.
But we was up here with Von yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not me.
There's
it's
the
Von.
Poison.
Right. Yeah, so we was up here with Von yesterday, me and my homie Mayu, and he was FaceTiming his homeboy like, hey, man, I need to get this song, duh, 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 duh. So, and then, but he was FaceTiming bro for, like, our other homie.
Right.
He was looking for my other homie. Mm. So I come back in the room because I leave to go put some stuff in the meter for my car. So I leave and then when I come back, Von's like, hey, you got to talk to your man. I'm like, what? What'd he do? Like, I just left for like, I didn't leave for that long. Like, what did he do? He's like, hey, man, he's FaceTiming other mans, B. He FaceTiming other mans. I'm like, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Hold on. I don't understand. So Von was FaceTiming somebody.
My homie was. And Von
this whole time I thought Von was FaceTiming somebody about music.
No.
I was like, why are you going to be a hypocrite like that? It wouldn't be the first time. But I'm just saying.
My homie did. So he was getting on my homie like, man, you ain't supposed to be FaceTiming other men. And I'm like, it's cool. Like, I do it. I FaceTime my homie. He's like, nah, man, you can't do that. Like, what if he naked and, like, all this other stuff? I'm like, bro, well, if he's naked, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't answer the phone.
What is he even thinking about?
Like, well, you got to prep people for FaceTime anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sending the pre-FaceTime text every time.
Hey, I'm finna FaceTime.
Be like, yo, is you cool? I need to check on this. I'm about to FaceTime you. Like, The only people I FaceTime with no check beforehand are like, you know, chicks that like I happen to be dealing with.
Yeah, nah, chicks, you can FaceTime them whenever. Stop. 3 a.m, 4 a.m.
And then they just push forward. They don't even want to FaceTime
Hold on. While Sana G's trying to play me, was I just on FaceTime?
I don't know what that person and was. It sounded like your sister.
All right. Sure. Sure.
But let me, okay, so Lex Jones is probably the Big Von expert in here to speak on why he feels, he's just old, I think is what it is, and he doesn't want to move with the times. Like, FaceTime is like the new phone call, I think, for a lot of folks.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the no.
Really?
Yes.
Don't FaceTime other dudes.
Why are you FaceTiming? Why not just call him? Like, do you really need to look in this guy's face?
It's not
to know something?
It's not that.
Lex, if I FaceTimed you, if it was a Saturday afternoon and I FaceTimed you,
all right,
would you answer the phone or would you not answer the phone?
Yeah, because I would think it was important. Like, if you really had to FaceTime me, you would FaceTime me.
Really had to be
but don't just be, hey, Lex, what you doing?
Nothing.
All right, I was just checking on you. Why are you FaceTiming me?
No,
call me.
All right.
I feel like it's cool, though.
No, it's not cool.
It's cool.
All right, I thought it was you. I could deal with them later.
Bro, mind you, I'm on Twitter getting bashed for it. People's like, what, are you gay? Like, what's wrong with you? What, are you questioning your manhood? I'm like, oh, man, it's not even me. Like, I'm just, you feel me, asking a question.
All right.
And I told myself, I'm going to tweet it. And then after I tweeted it, it went kind of viral. And they all just started attacking me. And I'm like, oh, man, whatever.
Message to the fellas. Stop FaceTiming your homie, bro.
All right.
What?
That's all right. Y'all do what y'all do. I'm gonna leave that to the Jerseyness or something like that. Maybe the Jersey says you can't FaceTime the homies.
You can't FaceTime your homie now. No.
A male homies.
A male.
Apparently
homie?
Not. I don't know.
It's getting that crazy.
Yes.
It's that crazy now. All right.
Any little sign is a problem.
Anything.
I don't see nothing wrong with it, but you know, I could see where it would be demasculating. I guess
no.
Is that a word?
Y'all can't sexualize everything. Can we stop sexualizing everything?
Just because you FaceTime another man.
Well, then, what other reason is there that you can't FaceTime a male friend?
Oh, you talking about from that perspective? I don't know. Maybe it is, but I just don't like. I don't sexualize things that aren't sexual. So a FaceTime is
that's
like
a goddamn
text messages
lie.
For real.
And like, I don't even have an example, but that's a goddamn lie.
All right, me and Lex texting, right? Or me and Derek texting, and I text Derek, and I'll be like, yo, I'm about to be over at such and such. And Derek texts back, K. Certain people are going to be like, yo, you can't text me about K, bro. That's a little...
Yeah, feminine. K. Yeah. Yeah, you can't say
but,
K.
Like, I don't look at that.
No. I know.
I don't look at that and have that thought. I'm just thinking he's too lazy to press the O button.
Okay. I see where you're coming from.
There's certain people who just, you know, there's ebonics.
There's nothing feminine about just putting a K.
If you constantly
because you
put
hear
K,
it in your mind, K,
okay,
that doesn't K, make
that's,
it feminine.
That's not cool. That's not cool.
Oh my god! All if right,
y'all picking and choosing now.
Let me ask you this then, Derek.
Okay.
Can men use emojis then?
Yeah, I use emojis.
Which ones?
Ooh,
right. Well, what's your go-to? Like the laughing cry face?
Yeah, they're like, you know, common ones. You like what's the bad ones? Like what,
I don't know. If we're breaking things up into some things are feminine, some things are male or whatever, masculine. What?
Emojis are across the board.
Yeah, open your phone right now. See.
Yeah,
what
let me see the last
top,
text you sent. But I think
are.
It was to me. Oh, he put the shake in my head one because he was running late coming over there.
Oh, let me see. Okay,
that does kind of look like a girl though.
What?
The emoji of that person.
What?
You can't tell because of
okay,
hands
so
up.
Okay, so mine is crying face, laughing, hands up, mic, a wing, a ring, kissy face, heart eye.
Oh, yeah, those are all your mains, right? So all your ones you use the most are right at the front of the thing.
Yeah.
I keep putting my hand out to get your phone, and you keep not passing
it over.
Oh,
you want it? Oh, okay, I'm going to give it to you. Honey.
Oh, you handed her the phone? That's your first mistake, dog.
He's young. He don't know no better.
How's that my first mistake?
Bruh. Okay.
So you got 100.
Because you don't know who that is.
I see hard eyes. You got the fart one on there, or whatever that puppet is. The chicken drumstick. Let me cover so you can see.
Yeah.
I see a wedding ring on there.
See?
Hey, man. Hey.
I see a diamond engagement ring, Derek. What you got going on, baby?
I ain't got nothing, man. It's, you know what I'm saying? I sent that to, you know, my shawty.
Right.
Emoji's cheaper than the real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so mad at you right now.
How?
So you got a for real girlfriend?
Yeah.
Don't say it so low.
Hey,
you got to be proud.
Why? Listen, he's, you know. He got.
I'm
he got some. He got some
up.
Things that's
right
trying to go ahead and
to
see
break
what's
the
happening.
Seal, oh, you man. Start jumping oh, in with your man. Cape on. Shut
oh,
up. So what's her name?
I got.
You don't want to say.
Come on, man, help me out.
I can't help you out with nothing. You did that yourself.
I didn't do shit.
You handed her the phone, bro. I told you.
If she's good enough to send an emoji engagement ring, then she's good enough to at least.
Oh, yeah. She's straight. She's straight.
Okay.
She's straight.
So she, her. Mm-hmm. Who? That's her name, she?
Her.
Mm. Her? No, that's an artist out in Vallejo.
she good. Yeah.
Where's she from? Let's say that.
Richmond.
Oh, ooh, the real rich. Yeah. You got to ride or die.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying, yeah. I got one of them. For sure. Let's see.
Just because you're 21, I'm going to let you fly today.
Okay, right on into the gap, bro.
Thank you. Let me slide for today. Let me slide, please, for today.
I love the song, though, man, and I'm proud of what you've been doing, especially for being so young.
Thank you. Staying focused and humble
and all that stuff, because everybody up here ain't got nothing but good things to say about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Y'all family. Y'all right down the street. Well, not technically, because I'm late. I was late, but y'all close down the street for
We're
sure.
all right here.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys for sure.
Thank you for coming up, bro. I mean, we talked about the music. We didn't talk about what emojis you got in your thing or whatnot. Sana G done busted you out about your women, folks. So, yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
I want to find out one other thing about this girl. Did you see Get Out?
Yeah.
Did you take your girl to see Get Out?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's not white.
Don't discriminate. Let's just throw that out there. I don't, but you know.
You're not in the sunken place, I see, so you're all right.
I'm hypnotized. No, I'm not hypnotized.
Pull out your flashes on your camera phones. He's good. Not that it would matter. All women are beautiful, I think.
Yeah. I don't discriminate.
Just trying to put the clues together.
I really have a thing for Filipinos.
Do you?
Yeah.
So she's Filipino, and she's from Richmond. Anybody know this girl? Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Leave a comment on the blog. Click on Sana G at KML.com so we can put it out there and give this woman the praise that she's due. How old is she?
25.
Derek, we're going to get you some media training, bro. What is wrong with you? You are letting everything fly.
And she's older, too.
Jesus Christ.
I got to get y'all family. I'm talking to family. Right.
He still hasn't said a name.
Yeah, I'm good.
Stop being secretive.
Somebody going to go on your Facebook and do some homework. You're going to be outed.
I'm not good. I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Just don't let her listen to this.
I'm just scratching the back of my head.
I need you to sing something real quick before we let you go.
Ooh, what you want?
Can you sing a little acapella something for the fans out there listening to the Sonicast? Okay. Just any little piece. Do a little piece of the new song.
Okay. Let me see. You got me out here tripping. With the things you do, my girl gon' catch me slipping.
Yes, she is.
Hooking up with you. You set this club on fire. With the way you move, that's why I'm texting you. Girl, don't do that. Hey, hold on.
Hey,
girl, don't do that. Whoa. She got the bounce going on.
Hey, man, don't worry about me. I'm over here grooving.
All right. Big shout out to Derek King, Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? King out here doing his thing with the music biz and whatnot. Got the new song out. Don't do that. And of course, shout out to everybody tuned in to Sonicast, which you can find right there at KML.com. And make sure you subscribe so you can see everything we're talking about with the Sonicast on iTunes. And make sure you rock with us every single day of the week. Sana G Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. on KML.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.